Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
And take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And gently bring your attention to the top of your head. And as you bring your focus into your crown chakra at the top of your head, the first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see and sense that colour starting to flow gently through and around your face, down and around your eyes and jaw. And as the coloured light travels down your body, eases away any tension, light flowing down your neck and into your shoulders. And as the light flows through your shoulder muscles, each muscle in your shoulder starts to become limp and relaxed. As the light continues to flow down your arms into your hands and fingers. And then flows down your spine, down through your body, down through your hips and pelvis, down your legs and into your feet. And just have an awareness of your feet and how they're resting on the ground beneath you. And using your imagination, have an awareness of the light flowing out from beneath your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Each time you breathe, the roots go deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. Using your imagination, have an awareness of the earth, the different layers of rock and crystals within the earth, caves and caverns and underground rivers and waterfalls. And have an awareness of the life and the vibrancy that actually exists beneath our feet. Nothing is solid. The space and energy within everything. You may well feel the pulse of the earth. And if you do allow that vibration to flow through your body, as you connect to the strength and security of the planet. And deep down in the center of the earth, imagine you can see a golden core of light. And as your attention focuses on that energy, it starts to flow back up your roots into your feet. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense the golden light flowing up your roots into your feet. And then slowly following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the golden light flows up your legs into your base chakra. Just for a moment, focus on your base chakra and have an awareness of the golden energy flowing and opening and activating that energy center. Energy center becoming more vibrant. And the first color that you think of, have an awareness of your base chakra being that color. And every time you breathe out, notice how the energy center becomes more and more vibrant as the golden energy flows higher into your sacral. And again, as it enters your sacral chakra, have an awareness of this energy center becoming more open and vibrant. And then the golden energy flows higher into your solar plexus. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe out, Have an awareness of the energy flowing into your solar plexus. And your solar plexus becoming more open and activated. And the light from your solar plexus shining out all around you like rays of the sun, surrounding you in a deep sense of calm and well-being as the golden energy flows higher into your heart center, opening and activating. As this energy travels up through your body and through your chakras, it also soaks into every cell and fiber within your physical form, restoring balance and harmony. The energy now flowing into your throat and into your throat chakra, opening and activating. And here it flows down your shoulders and runs down your arms into your hands and fingers. And then gently it flows up your neck and into your head, filling your brow chakra and your crown with beautiful golden light, and your brow and your crown opening, becoming more activated and vibrant. Take a deep breath in and just allow your energies to assimilate to the shift that's taken place. And then send your awareness out into the cosmos. Just have an awareness of reaching out and expanding until you feel you can't expand any further. And take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, reach through that place, expanding even more. Just allow your energies to be completely open and expansive. And as you do, you may have an awareness of stars and planets, images and visions. Just observe them, let them drift through your awareness. As you take a deep breath in, and allow your energies to expand even further. And using your imagination now, I would like you to picture yourself walking along a track through a meadow. It's towards the end of the day, and the sun has been warm. And around you, you can smell the fragrance of the grass and the flowers. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the track beneath your feet, of what it looks like and its texture. And have an awareness of any flowers that you can see or smell. You may even hear the sound of the insects or birds. As you gently make your way along the track towards the trees at the far end of the meadow, as you walk, you have an awareness of being deeply connected to the earth. And you have an acute awareness of her life and vibrancy. Everything feels calm and peaceful, serene. You come to the place where the track enters the tree line, and you step through, and immediately you're aware of the difference in energy. Just for a moment, stand and picture yourself looking at the trees, the texture of the bark, the canopy of leaves overhead. The energy here feels different. Take a deep breath in and breathe in the majesty and the serenity of the trees into your body. And as you do, have an awareness of their roots going deep down into the ground beneath you, how all the roots of the trees interconnect with one another. In truth, they're not individual plants or trees, they're all connected and communicate, sharing the space, creating this energy. And as you connect to the trees and the energy in this way, you're aware of your own perceptions and awareness becoming more and more open. Using your imagination, picture yourself reaching out and touching one of the trees. And you may be aware of the pulse of the tree beneath your touch. You may be aware of the aura of the tree or of the tree spirits that are moving through and around the trees nearby. Picture yourself smiling, feeling totally at one, feeling that you belong. And then gently make your way along the track through the trees. As you walk, being aware of any animals or birds that cross your path. As you walk, you're aware of your heart chakra and you open it consciously, sending love and peace to everything around you. You become aware of the sound of a waterfall, and eventually the trees open out onto a clearing, to a special sacred place. And here the water cascades down the rock, creating a beautiful pool at the bottom. A very magical and sacred place. Just using your imagination. Allow your imagination and intuition to give you the image of what this place looks like. The foliage, the rocks and the water. And taking your time, gently cross to the pool. And as you reach down and touch it, have an awareness of it being the perfect temperature for you. Using your imagination, when you're ready, you can either paddle or wash your hands and face, or if you want to, you can step into the water and just float. And know that this sacred healing pool in the centre of this woodland is a place of ease and peace that cleanses and soothes, taking away any concern. So in whatever way you wish to explore and be one with the water, using your imagination, connect to it. And have an awareness of the water where it touches your skin. And consciously soak that energy into your body. Imagine that you can see and sense the energy flowing into your body, flowing all around your body and your energy field, cleansing away any stagnant energy that you no longer need. And as you connect to the water in this way, your attention focuses on the waterfall itself. At first, the waterfall looks like any other, sparkling water of light and glistening down over the rocks. Perhaps you can hear the sound of the water. But as you watch, the water almost becomes a screen that shows you images of your life. Just be curious and see what images of this lifetime appear on the surface of the water. They may feel good images, they may feel sad or have hurt and frustration within them. But just simply observe and have an awareness of the water flowing through these images. As the images drift and flow across the waterfall. And if you feel that an image there is one of deep embedded frustration or hurt and pain, again, focus on the water flowing and cleansing through that image. Flowing and cleansing. And slowly the images change to other lifetimes. Perhaps lifetimes in this planet, or maybe other planets. But again, just be curious and have an awareness of what images appear on the flowing water. Be curious as to any feelings and emotions that bubble up. And have an awareness of the water cleansing and flowing, easing away any energy that you no longer need. Just allow the images to flow, being deeply connected to the water and that sacred space. And then slowly the images fade, and you become aware of orbs of light flowing into the clearing, just different coloured orbs of light. As you open and see through into the magic realm, as you focus on the orbs of light, the more you look, the more you see. And one particular colour will draw your attention the most. Just have an awareness of which coloured orb you're drawn to today. And notice how that coloured orb flows and moves and dances towards the waterfall. And others of a similar colour also move towards the waterfall, merging with the waterfall, creating a beautiful energy and water of light that then flows into the pool. Using your imagination, have an awareness of the energy of the water and the coloured light all around your body. And just allow yourself to be held and supported in that frequency, feeling totally at one, held and supported. And as you're held in that frequency, deeply connected to your core self, if you wish, ask yourself about your purpose, your soul's journey, and just be open to any images or visions that come into your mind. Just being curious. Totally connected to the water. Totally at peace. And then, gently and slowly, the coloured lights fade away and the waterfall returns to its original colour and texture. Using your imagination, picture yourself stepping out from the water. And if you wish, pick one of the coloured pebbles or a flower and just place it in the water as a thank you. And knowing that you can come back here any time you choose, take a deep breath in and release it, saying a thank you, and gently make your way back to the track through the trees. And as you return along the track, have an awareness if anything seems different. The colours, the textures. As you make your way through the trees and back out into the meadow. And as you step back out into the meadow, have an awareness of your feet on the ground and how you're resting. Bringing your attention back into your body. When you're able, gently move your toes and your fingers and open your eyes when you're ready. Just give you a few moments to bring your attention back. There's a lot of pink in the room, so pink shows a lot of empathy and compassion. So there's a lot of empaths in the room, so be aware of giving yourself the same compassion and sensitivity as you do others. And if you're feeling that there's emotions that are bubbling up, really breathe that pink energy into your body. And if any part of your body feels uncomfortable, then send the pink energy into that part of your body. I'm aware that someone on their right, around their right kidney area, there's a lot of tension. So really breathe that pink energy in and send that energy into that part of your body. Hey. Has anyone got anything they would like to share from that? Welcome to this podcast that follows on from our one on self-sabotage. So it's looking more at self-sabotage, but also in a line with how you can hold yourself back and sabotage your progress when you're aspiring to really create something in your life and perhaps fulfill your biggest goal or your biggest dream, or even connect to your life's purpose. I studied a lot under Marcy. I'm sure you've heard of her. Love for no reason and happiness for no reason. And I trained to be one of her happiness for no reason coaches. And one thing I love about Marcy is she's always telling stories. And one story she tells, which I feel really relates to this topic, is of a lady who was really struggling physically. She had lots of things, physically ailments wrong with her, and it was affecting her mental and emotional health. And as a last straw, she went to see a guru that was visiting. And the story that Marcy tells is that she went to see this person and she managed to get a one-on-one audience with him. And she hobbled up, that's how Marcy tells it, she hobbles up to have her session and her talk with him. And after listening to her relate her story and her telling him about her body and all the things that she put up with, he gave her a kindness exercise. And as Marcy tells it, the lady was quite put out that he didn't appear to be listening to what it was that she was trying to explain. And he gave her this exercise to do instead and asked her to commit to it for at least 30 days. And apparently the lady did and had such tremendous benefit from it that she carried on practicing the kindness exercise that she was taught every day afterwards. And she found that not only did her emotional and mental health improve, but also her physicality and her physical body also took on that energy vibration of kindness and being at peace with itself. And she no longer needed assistance with walking. And her body just gained from strength to strength. So this kindness exercise, if you are interested to try it for yourself, is really simple. So if you would like to do it with me right now, as long as you're not driving, If you just close your eyes and take a deep breath. And just release the breath slowly. So take a deep breath in. And just release. And have an awareness of your feet being firmly on the ground. Take another deep breath in. And just release it slowly and gently. And then just place a hand over your heart or the center of your chest. And say to yourself, say it out loud if you can, or say it to yourself if you're in a place where you don't want to be overheard. Take a deep breath in and say, I am safe. And breathe out, I am safe. And then take another deep breath in and say, I am healthy. And breathe out, I am healthy. And then take another deep breath in and this time breathe in, I am happy. And breathe out, I am happy. And then finally, taking a deep breath in, I am at ease. And breathe out, I am at ease. Just have an awareness of energy flowing out from your heart center all around you, and have a sense of that energy soaking into your body. And as you breathe again slowly, say the same four sentences in your own time. I am safe. I am healthy. I am happy. I am at ease. And now picture yourself standing in front of a person in your life that you really love. Someone that you really cherish. And imagine that you're saying or say out loud those four sentences to that person. You are safe. You are healthy. You are happy. And you are at ease. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And say the sentences again. You are safe. You are healthy. You are happy. And you are at ease. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And now picture yourself standing in front of someone who you find a challenge, either in your life now or in your life in the past. Picture yourself standing in front of that person, radiating love and golden energy all around you from your heart center. And say the same sentences again. You are safe. You are healthy. You are happy. You are at ease. Take in a deep breath and release it slowly. And we'll say the same sentences again. You are safe. You are healthy. You are happy. And you are at ease. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And now, picturing and using your imagination, opening your heart center really, really wide. Energy shining all around you, becoming ever more vibrant. Send that kindness energy into the whole world by saying the sentences again. We are all safe. We are all healthy. We are all happy. And we are all at ease. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And say those sentences one final time. We are safe. We are healthy. We are happy. And we are at ease. And just have an awareness of how differently you may well feel now in your body. Perhaps lighter, freer, more expansive. And you can feel how that shift in frequency, you're lifting yourself into a different paradigm, a different mindset, which is exactly where you want to be when you're not only releasing your own limiting thought patterns and beliefs and self-sabotaging patterns, perceptions, but also in manifesting and moving forward with your dreams and the creation and connection of your soul purpose. You can really feel that shift. Within the Kaya Mia Soul Connection attunements, there's lots of light language symbols as well that we use to connect to your soul's purpose and help you move through limiting beliefs and release perceptions and energies that are holding you back. And I can't recommend you enough you exploring and playing with Kaya Mia. It's a system, a progressive system, and you can take as little or as much as you like, but even if you only take one level, just give it a try because there is so much to be gained. And within the first level, there's light language symbols, and even if you don't know what they look like or how to use them, there's one in particular that's really good for keeping yourself grounded but also opening up your energy to a higher vibration and a higher frequency and allowing your soul purpose to shine through. And it's called Wunami. Wunami. So that's something else you can have as a mantra and an affirmation. If you just imagine your feet firmly on the ground, really feel them connected to Mother Earth, opening up that golden energy from your heart center. And then if you like the exercise with the four kindness phrases, use that. And then just say Wunami three times in your mind or out loud. And really have a sense of that energy and that vibration increasing. So there's some exercises to play with. And now we'll move on and do the activation. This one is from the Palladians, and it's specifically being downloaded in line with what we've been discussing. So releasing old perceptions and connecting to your soul purpose and truly embracing what you've come here for. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift. Contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.